And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Steph Barnett. And today, pride.
And pride.
And more pride.
And to finish up, pride.
But was that my line or your line?
No, that was my line.
Okay.
You're supposed to say
all today and the next hour.
Yeah. And then I say right here on Shout Out.
Okay.
Pride.
Yay! Well, that must have been the most complex and stimulating script you've ever written, Andy.
Well, you know, but we are doing nothing but recaps of the brilliant day that was Saturday today. We got some fantastic audio. We actually had enough audio to make about 10 shows.
Yeah. I think most of us had throat issues on the Sunday, didn't we? My voice really went crazy.
Hello, Lara.
Hello.
Or should I say, hello, Lara?
Yes, like, my voice is absolutely fine.
So for those of you that are younger, this is what happens when you party till 6 in the morning, isn't it, Lara?
You're not meant to reveal my secret, Andy. That's not fair. It wasn't that. I've got the flu.
You thoroughly enjoyed pride, really, yeah. So it had nothing to do with being in a noisy nightclub till 6 in the morning.
Then. Absolutely not.
The flu.
And really? Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
So did we all have a good pride?
It was amazing. It was good. It was really good. I loved it.
I thought it was amazing.
It's amazing. I didn't want to sound like I was too excited, but it was.
I was. I was really excited. The biggest pride in the UK.
No, I don't
so
think
says
that's
the BBC.
True, it was bigger than London.
Was it?
Yes.
But I don't think it was bigger than Manchester.
Yeah, London had 28,000. We had 30,000. Yeah.
Really? My God, we exceeded expectations.
It's got to say something when you've got a big act like Union J, walk around, look at the crowd and go, is that the crowd?
Yes. Yeah. So, well, do you want to hear how it all started?
Yeah.
Happy Pride from the NUT.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
You're listening to Pride. You're listening to Shout Out at Pride. Hello, Ella. Hello,
Hello.
Lara.
Hello.
Hello, Rose.
Hello.
So, yeah, new voices. I've just asked Ella and Lara to show. You just come off the march. What was
we
it
have.
Like?
Yes, we
amazing.
Have.
It was like there was a protest. There was so many people that like proud of who they are, and it was so like invigorating to see. I loved it.
I'm liking the you can't see on the radio, obviously, but the girls are wearing glitter. It's really nice.
It's not only that, Lara, your hair.
Yeah, I put pink bits in my hair. I made sure that I was visible. So, like I said, from space, you can see me. Like, glitter on my back, glitter on my front. Like, there's glitter everywhere.
There were so many more people here this year than last year. Yeah. It was ridiculous. We could see people going all the way down Cabot Circus, all the way up the street outside Castle Park, and you couldn't look one way or another without seeing people on the march. It just kept going. It was ridiculous. It was so huge.
It was the biggest one I've ever seen in 3 years. It was amazing, and it was so, like, the vibe was amazing. Like, everyone was just having a good time and, like, dancing as well. Having a bit of
that's
a
good. Yeah. The weather kind of plays a big part in that as well,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
It does.
The sun's out.
Yeah,
it's a good weather forecast.
I can hear the stage just starting.
We are going to go live to the stage.
Oh, it's Darren.
So many young people joining the parade this year. So many older people joining the parade this year. It's absolutely amazing to see such support for our community here and all of you coming together to celebrate Pride proudly. So give yourself the cheer and a round of applause. Today is really important for all of us. It's about celebrating our diverse community, the LGBT and everything in between that comes under our wonderful rainbow umbrella. So I'm hoping that today we can show the love and we can be a respectful, loving neighbour, brother, sister to everyone in our community, and long may that live.
What a start that was as well. Mm. So the march was amazing, wasn't it?
It was I can't even explain. Like, it was really, really good. It was so big that I think we caught up with ourselves.
Yeah, was saying that you could stop. You walked up back round all the way through Broadmead and Cabot and come back up, and you had to stop because they were still leaving Castle Park.
Exactly. It was so big that, like, there was just too many people.
Yeah, you were glittered.
I was so I couldn't get it off. Like, it was just everywhere. Like, I couldn't get it. Like, and even if I showered, 3 showers later, I finally got it off.
So you could be seen from space, but now not heard.
She's just been heard.
I think anyone could hear me from anywhere, to be honest.
So, they didn't have whistles, did they?
I had a whistle.
You had a whistle,
of course.
Didn't you?
I wish I had a vuvuzela. Like, I would have liked been screaming on it.
Cool. I had a whistle. You banned me from using it.
Did you?
Well, that was because we were right next to the microphones on it and you blew it in my ear.
Nice. I like it, Natalie.
It wasn't quiet, Natalie. So, now, anyway, talking of events, it's that time. So, are we staying with the Pride theme?
We are going to stay with Pride. So, this weekend, on the 15th of July, is Bath LGBT TQ plus Pride. It's starting at 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Is this Bath's first Pride? Do we know?
I think it's Pride. Roundabout there is. They're on their website, it's like this, unless it's our chance to do a Pride, so I think it is one of their first times.
Isn't it part of another festival? It's part of
it's joining Bath Carnival.
That's it.
And apparently they've got the world's longest inflatable obstacle course.
Oh, wow. There you go. Be trying that out.
Banks are wrong.
Yeah, so you have to gather at the bottom of Milsom Street near the Russell and Bromley to join in the parade. And yeah, there'll be stalls, fun, and the face painting. So head on down.
And if you're lucky, Lara will say something sexy to you too. It sounded very kind of hello.
Yeah, I know. Hello there.
you've got your sexy voice on.
Sexy
today.
Voice.
I have. Like, I wish I could keep this. This is the kind of voice I want.
And then after that, if you haven't had enough prides already, Swindon.
Oh, right. Swindon, same day or different?
It's on the 29th and the 7th.
Oh, same day as Weston.
Same as Weston.
Same day as Weston. So, there's Weston as well. But Swindon Pride, there you go. If you fancy heading towards London but don't fancy actually making it all the way, that's on the 29th of the 7th, and the countdown is going down at 15:04, 48, 31, 30, 29.
Thanks, Matt. Moving on.
Needed that countdown, wouldn't have known otherwise.
And then
is it free or is it ticketed? Or?
I'm having a look. It's donate now. Ride for Pride 27. Please donate on justgiving.com. And.
Well, that's sounding really prepped, this one.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is ticketed.
No.
I think it is donation.
I cannot find anything saying about tickets anywhere.
What about Biddeford?
Oh, Biddeford, yeah. Now, Biddeford Pride, that is on the 22nd of July, between 11 and 8 p.m. at Victoria Park in...
Biddeford?
That's right.
Wow. That's got to be the first. I've not heard of Biddeford having a pride.
Neither.
I know.
And it's going to be packed with holidaymakers. When do the schools break up?
Because it's got to be any day soon,
surely. Schools break up between the 15th and the 22nd.
Yeah, so it's going to be packed with holidaymakers. Good time to have it. Well done, Biddeford.
I know. They need rainbow wetsuits down there.
Yes.
Do they even exist? They should do.
Well, they could make it a bit like Rubber Pride as well, then, couldn't they?
I can't find them.
I don't know if Froome has a pride yet either. Of course, we've got listeners in Froome. It'd be nice to go down there
and
do a pride.
Yeah,
Glastonbury, I think, has a pride, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose they'll all be trooping over to Weston, won't they, on the 29th? Because Weston's quite big now, isn't it? And it's nice and cosy as well, Weston.
Yeah, it's got
it's big and nice and cosy.
Yeah, it is. It's big for the town, but it's cosy once you get in. They've got like the bandstand in the middle of the park as the stage, which really works. It really does.
Yeah.
And it does fill up, and it's mainly with families and as well as
there was a lot of families at Bristol Pride. It was nice.
It wasn't there.
Was,
yeah,
because there's a family section for kids as well. Yeah. So like there was definitely it was lovely to see kids there, especially when in their little rainbow outfits. It was it was great to see, especially on the Pride March. They were loving it.
Yeah. Who was our favourite interview people?
Ooh, well, I only interviewed one person, but I loved them.
Who did we interview? Was it Sonia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonia. Yeah.
And then did we do...
Because
we were taking the mick out of her Liverpudlian accent.
Yeah. And it was...
You were blinding me, though, with that glitter.
I know, I apologise.
When we were chatting, I couldn't look around to talk to you.
I was there to attract people, don't get me wrong.
Oh, you certainly were.
I hope so.
Cool. Well, we got some of those interviews coming up, so stay with us. If my jingle will play. No, okay, no, there we go.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Dr. Mika there. I had to get Dr. Meekum. They're all quite long songs, so I'm not playing the whole of that. But that's a really nice one. That's called Don't Think It's Love.
I'll play one tomorrow for you.
Oh, will you? Yeah. I really like Dr. Meekum.
Yeah,
we interviewed
do.
Them a couple of years ago when Pride was over in Castle Park.
They're good at their job, and they're also nice people.
Yes. Yeah, that was the thing. And they really rocked the whole place.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
And they're Bristolian.
Yes. Yeah, it always makes it better, doesn't it? So now, going into our first interview, this is when Ivan and Susie were on. They managed to speak to Sarah Alto.
Welcome to the UK. How long have you been over here for?
Well, actually, I moved here when I moved to the X Factor house. It was in September.
And you've not gone back?
No, I mean, no. I've had my own flat since January. And, of course, I fly to Finland. Like, I fly back and forth because I have so many gigs in Finland. But I do live here.
And the Brexit police aren't chasing you out just yet.
Not yet.
You're still here. Thank goodness for that. We'll just keep it. We'll just keep it between the three of us.
Yeah,
all right,
we won't
tell anyone. Are you enjoying being in England?
Yes, a lot. I mean, I've always wanted to live abroad. And, of course, like, Britain was my, like, goal. And I am here now. So.
Oh, really? Has it always been one of your, like, the
yes,
places that
course,
you wanted to
because,
come to?
Yeah, of course, because I've always studied English and the language is very close to my heart. And, of course, Spice Girls. Like, I grew up with Spice Girls, so it's like the
so
music.
And, I mean, amazing. You're from the town of London. Let me get this right. You're from Oulu? Have I pronounced that
Oulu.
Right?
Oulu.
Apparently Finnish is one of the most difficult languages in the world to learn, I'm told that.
It's really, really difficult. Even we cannot speak it properly.
Oh, now, do me a favour?
Mm-hmm.
In Finnish, would you say, hello, this is Sarah Alto, and you're listening to Shout Out?
Terve, tässä Sarah Aalto, ja sä kuuntelet Shout Outtia.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing. Yeah.
That was absolutely incredible. Now, you've dabbled in a bit of Eurovision, I believe, as well. We'll get to the X Factor bit in a minute, because that's boring. No, Europe, have you been a Eurovision contestant as well?
No, I tried to get to the Eurovision.
Ah.
So I was in the national final of Finland twice, and I came second twice, like on the X Factor as well, so I always come second.
I'll tell you what, I bet if you did it again, you'd come first.
Hope so.
Yeah, you obviously like the idea of doing Eurovision, do you?
Of course, that has always been my dream.
Yeah, who would you represent though? Because you do realise you're living in England now.
You could
sing for the UK if you wanted to.
Honestly, I would love to represent Britain.
You wouldn't be torn though. Would you be popular at home if you represented Britain rather than Finland? That's difficult.
That's difficult,
but
I think honestly they would be quite proud of me if I present.
Well, you are the voice of Finland. Is that correct? Is that what it translates as, the competition that you've done there, or is that what you're known as in Finland?
Oh, well, you know, we have the voice as you have the voice here. So I did the voice of Finland, the same competition as you have the voice. But I came second.
You came second. What is the matter with people?
Second is good.
Finland, you need to get your act together here. We've got the lovely Sarah, and she deserves to come first.
Yeah, and you know what? When I was 19, I took part to Finland's Got Talent. The same, like you have Britain's Got Talent. And I came second.
I was just going to say, let's have a guess where you came, shall we, Susie?
Second.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being second.
Yeah, I know. It's the best place. And when I auditioned to the X Factor, I was like, okay, my goal is to be second, because I thought it would be impossible for me to come second, actually. But Thank God I did. So.
Wow, brilliant. I mean, you've always said one of your big influences, I guess, is the Spice Girls. Yeah,
yeah.
And you like the UK. Have you got one of those Union Jack out dresses that
like a Ginger Spice?
Well, you know what? I actually have a Finnish flag dress, but it was inspired by Jerry's.
I like
Union Jack dress.
Any,
yes.
any other big musical influences apart from them?
Well, I am a huge musical theatre fan, so that's...
So am I. I actually do a musical theatre show on BCFM. So, yes, exactly. Are you looking forward to the Frozen musical when that comes out?
Well, I gave my voice to Princess Anna in the Finnish version of Frozen.
So I hear.
Yeah, so Frozen is very, very, of course, very close to my heart.
Now, you said Anna. You said, I've been told it's Anna. Anna. That's how the Americans say it, isn't it?
We say Anna.
Anna.
Anna. Anna. Yes, Anna. Yes, yes.
I'm liking the I like the Finnish sound. It's great. It's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, so musical theatre, come on.
Yeah, that's why I always travel to London as a tourist to see musicals.
So have you been seeing anything while you've been here?
Oh, I've seen many. I just went to see Kinky Boots the other day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Susie, you're a big fan as well, musical theatre.
But my favourite is The Wicked.
Oh, well, yes. You know, we had Alice Fern on here. She's the standby. She was on earlier this morning. You could have met her. That seat is almost warm from where she was sitting earlier on this morning when I was chatting to her. And she's going into the main role as Elphaba, I think in September, I think, something like that. So you might get a bit of green on your...
That would be lovely. I love it.
So have you been to see it over at the Victoria?
Yes, many times. And I've seen it in Amsterdam, Holland as well, Netherlands. And I was in it in Finland. But
you were in Wicked as Elphaba?
Yes, not as Elphaba, but I was much younger. And right. I played the role of Dorothy because Finnish people don't know the story of Wizard of Oz. So we had to bring Dorothy on stage. So I'm actually the only
Dorothy that has appeared in Wicked.
Yes.
Did Stephen Schwartz, was he okay with that?
Yes, he came to Finland to direct me.
He did?
He did. He gave me some lines.
That is amazing. I've learned something today. We're talking to the only Dorothy. Well, exactly. there's quite a few Dorothys here today, actually, if I look out over at the crowd. But we're talking to the only Dorothy that has appeared in Wicked.
Exactly.
That is amazing.
There you go.
I've learned a very interesting fact. So if you wanted to play any musical theatre role on stage ever, what is your big coveted role? What is the role that you would like to do?
Well, I have the one and only Elphaba. That's like my dream. I really want to do that one day.
Do you like the idea of putting that green makeup on every night? Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I know it's very hard to get it off.
Well, that's what Alice was saying earlier on this morning. She said it's everywhere. She gets under your fingernails.
I know.
A ring around the bath. It's horrible.
It would be worth it.
Definitely?
It would be, yes.
Oh, fantastic. So, well, I'm afraid the role's gone. The UK. I know they're touring.
Maybe later.
Are you doing any musical theatre auditions at the moment? I know it's bad luck to talk about them, but...
Well, you know what? At the moment, I really want to concentrate on my own music.
Right.
Because I know I still have time to do musical theatre when I'm a bit older.
But you can. You could work till you're about 93, apparently.
Exactly. There's,
all the roles are there. They're all out there. You can do what you like. So you've got a long wait before you get there anyway. So, but you like you're a singer-songwriter yourself as well. So are you working on any new material at the moment?
Yes, I'm writing all the time because, of course, we want to publish my new album as soon as possible. So.
Right. How far are you along with that?
I mean, I've written so many songs, but it's all about finding the right ones and the right combination of songs. So let's see. We want to make it perfect.
So you're writing loads and loads of stuff and just picking out the best bits.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that sounds like a good approach, doesn't it, Susie?
Definitely.
Because I think we probably, over the years, you and I probably heard a few albums, you're thinking, I'm not sure about... You want every song to be an A-side, right?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying
to say? That's it.
Every song could be a single.
Yes.
And what, sorry?
Every song could be a single,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, what is the thing these days? I mean, do the singles come out first or the albums come out first, or do you tease people? What's the sort of thing that you like
nowadays
to
singles do come out first, because there are so many artists that don't even release albums. They just release singles because that's how it works nowadays, because of Spotify and YouTube. And
so I wanted to ask you, is this actually your first Pride, or have you done lots of Pride so far?
I've done loads of Prides this summer, but this is my first time in Bristol.
What do you think of the city?
I haven't seen anything else than the stage, but the crowd was so good. They were like so many people.
Susie was just saying we don't think we've seen anybody, so many people in one place at the same time. But it's a great setting, isn't it, down here on the water?
And it looks so beautiful. I love the river. So it reminds me of one Finnish city. We have a city called Turku.
Oh, say that again, because that just sounded amazing.
Turku.
Turku. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Oh, Turku. I'm a natural.
Yeah, yes, you are. So we have a river in Turku and the boats. So it looks quite similar.
Just reminds you of that.
Yeah.
Reminds you of home. But maybe a little bit warmer, I don't know. Does it get what's the weather like in full summer
cold.
In Finland?
So my sister flew from Finland yesterday to see me.
In a fur coat.
Yes, well, it was +9 in Finland when she left.
And that's the height of summer.
Unfortunately, this summer has been very cold in Finland, but it's always quite cold.
Do you miss home?
No. Honestly, I love to live in London. And you know what? British people are always moaning about the weather.
I was just going to say that. You're reading my mind.
Yeah, so I am like, please don't moan. Go to Finland. Like, it's never this beautiful.
But of course, you have the eternal days at this time of year as well.
We have very long days, that's true, but they're mainly cloudy days and rainy days, so.
But for the time being, you're going to be hanging around in the UK until we kick you out, that is, or you know, the government or whatever, I don't know.
I'm going to stay.
Can I ask you about that? What do you think about the whole sort of idea of the UK leaving Europe? It's a little bit political.
I didn't see it coming.
No.
I think it was quite a shock for many people, also in Britain, so.
Are there a lot of Finnish? I mean, there's only, what, population of Finland's about 7 million, is it?
Five.
5 million. Oh,
yes.
Sorry, I've overestimated a little bit there. I'm up to you by 2 million. But, I mean, are there many Finns in the UK or in the rest of Europe?
There are quite many. I think it was about 30,000 Finnish living in Britain.
Right. I mean, is it a big thing for young Finns to sort of like leave Finland for a while and go and do a bit of travelling and
yes,
that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And get a bit of hot weather?
Yes. Everybody wants that if they're from Finland.
Yeah.
Some hot weather.
I heard an interesting statistic today, actually. About 2/3 of the world have never seen snow. Can you believe that?
That's unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
No, I know. Well, it's true, apparently, because I think it's on Wikipedia. Anyway.
It must be true if it's on Wikipedia.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. So what's up for you next, then? Have you got another gig coming up back to London?
Actually, I just came from London. I performed in London Pride this morning.
Oh, you did as well? Oh, my goodness. Right, two in one day.
Yeah, so two in one day, and now I'm going to stay here for a night and go back tomorrow.
Well, I hope you find somewhere nice to go out for dinner. Lots of lovely restaurants.
You have to recommend something.
I won't on air. I could do, couldn't I? I like a nice curry, but it's a bit hot, really, for a curry, isn't it, I suppose. So any recommendations there, Susie?
Food-wise, there's loads of food places.
Where should we go?
Later.
There's
a
lovely pub called The Green Man up the hill, but I'm not gonna say.
But I'm flying to Finland next week to do some gigs, so I'm flying all the time.
Oh, right. Okay, so you're fed up with airplane food then as well.
Yes, but actually what I do, I go to Pret a Manger in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And I buy some stuff from there because they have so many healthy things.
And it's all fresh?
Yeah, so I just take them to airplane and just eat my own food.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Avoid the airplane food at all costs.
Yes.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Sarah.
I
wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
With your new album. And when is it out? You don't know yet. You haven't said?
No, I don't want to give any dates.
Right.
But where can people find more about you?
Oh, well, of course, from my social media, that's maybe the easiest way. Sarah Aalto Official on Facebook, and just Sarah Aalto. But my name is quite complicated because you need so many A's. So it's S-A-A-R-A-A-A-L-T-O.
I'm loving all the A's, and we love you too. And thank you so much for coming and talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
And giving up your time. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
There we go. The wonderful Sarah Aalto.
Shout out LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Sarah Aalto and No Fear. I really like that track, don't you?
It is good, yeah. So the girl with all the A's.
Yeah. I like the fact that she's actually turned it into something she sings to make sure that people know as well. It's quite cool, so. Hello, Ella.
Hello.
Have you recovered from the weekend?
Have I recovered from the weekend? I mean, that's a good question.
Is your voice recovered?
My voice is recovered.
You don't sound like Lara.
No, I'm definitely doing better than Lara, but my flat is covered in glitter. It's really, I don't think I've gone into work one day without being covered in glitter.
So yours, isn't it, Terry? Yours all covered in glitter as well.
Covered in glitter. I don't know. It was a wonderful day. Absolutely fantastic. So I was sandwiched between two rubber men at one point. It was absolutely fantastic.
I tried to get over to your stand.
It was a bit packed,
we
wasn't it?
We couldn't get across.
No, it was so busy, wasn't it? I think Andy said it was a capacity from about 3 p.m. wasn't it?
It was somewhere around there. Yeah. We hit 30,000, and they had to close the gates.
Absolutely phenomenal.
So.
And the parade, I've heard. Unfortunately, I didn't see it because I was setting up a stall. But the parade was
huge.
The best. Absolutely the best.
They met themselves coming back.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about it in a little bit. We need to get some news headlines.
Of course. This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 13th of July.
Intersex advocates are celebrating a major victory in the decades-long fight against infant genital surgery this week, following the publication of a paper by three former US Surgeon Generals. Dr. Joycelyn Elders, Dr. David Satcher, and Dr. Richard Carmona condemned the common practice of so-called corrective surgery on infants who cannot consent to the invasive operation. The Surgeon General stated that the surgery was not justified and called on those whose oath or conscience says do no harm to heed the simple fact that to date research does not support this practice, and indeed that these surgeries violate an individual's right to personal autonomy over their own future.
You may have seen on the news channels last night and in several papers this morning, including the Metro and the I newspaper, that there has been a legal victory for equalities campaigners at the Supreme Court over the thorny issue of pensions. The Supreme Court has ruled that on death, a married same-sex partner's spouse is entitled to the same pension rights as in an opposite-sex partnership. Before this ruling, a loophole in the law meant that same-sex couples could only claim the accrued pension rights from 2005, when civil partnerships were first introduced nationwide. Heterosexual couples, therefore, were entitled to decades' worth of accrued pensions, whereas gay couples were not. The media has generally been welcoming of the closure of this loophole.
The communist daily paper Morning Star reported at the weekend from the Trade Union Congress LGBT conference. Motions passed included condemnation of the operation of concentration camps for gender non-conformist males in the Russian region of Chechnya, as well as consideration of human rights in Britain post-Brexit. Meanwhile, former equalities officer for the TUC, Peter Purton, wrote in the Guardian newspaper that LGBT people need to remain vigilant and active to keep opposing the forces of transphobia and homophobia.
Well, with anti-capitalist protests against the G20 summit in Germany taking centre stage in the news at the weekend, the queer and feminist coalition of groups taking part in the demonstrations have issued their press release on why they are making a stand. They state, "We are a broad queer feminist alliance of groups and individuals from diverse political backgrounds. We are united by the conviction that queer feminism and struggles against patriarchy are a necessity for a liberated society." You can pop along to our website to read their full communique.
Issue 78 of arts and culture newspaper Crack is out now across the Shoutout region. Produced by a Bristol-based collective, the paper is an inheritor of the mantle of the underground press of the 70s, with an interest in alternative music, culture and ways of life. In the new issue, the paper speaks to Anna Kafala, an abortion rights activist from Northern Ireland. Anna talks about the Conservative DUP coalition government and the dangers for LGBT and women's rights across Ulster as a consequence. The paper is free at venues throughout the West Country.
We're always pleased to report on the work of fellow LGBT broadcasters around the globe. This week, a moving report comes from Toronto's dedicated LGBT radio channel Proud FM, which transmits across the city on 103.9. They have brought together a gay teenage boy of 13 and an elderly gay man of 78 to discuss how life has changed and how it has stayed the same through momentous years. The gay male community is sometimes criticised for being ageist and dismissive of the wisdom and experience of older men, but Proud FM's work shows that the generations can come together to work for their rights. Visit our website to see the video.
And Gavin Russom, the percussionist with top band LCD Sound System, has come out as transgender. Gavin will be using female pronouns to describe herself, but retains her current name for the time being. The 43-year-old said that she had always spoken out in favour of trans and women's rights, and that she looked forward to doing a DJ set soon for the Femme Room, a queer club in Chicago.
For these news stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ella Watts.
And Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
And very quickly, can we just say congratulations to TfL as well, Transport for London? Because they've dropped the announcement. Sorry, Steph. They've dropped the announcement of saying "ladies and gentlemen" in favour of saying "hello, everyone."
That's much more friendly.
I thought you'd like that one.
Oh, that's inclusiveness. So
good. Now we just need to get Bristol train station to do the same, I suppose.
Shout out
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast. It's
I thought there was something wrong with the desk for a minute then.
No, it's just me trying to say.
That's Jennifer Page and Crush.
And we interviewed her.
Yes.
She's lovely.
So, I don't know. I think I might have been having a break or something. Did she sing this song on stage?
Yes.
She did. I thought she would have done. Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah. So
very talented.
And now, talking to talent, I have to admit, out of all the prizes we've done and all the guests we've ever met, our next slot that Ella... interviewed some of the nicest people I think we've ever met. They were really nice
bunch,
weren't
of
they?
Lads.
Yeah. And the reason I wanted to get this one in is because towards the end, Ella asked them a really poignant question about what, why we still need pride. I think it was. I forget the exact phrasing you had. It was something like that. And their answer was lovely. And then they gave us a little snippet that was quite fun straight afterwards, didn't they? So did you enjoy interviewing them? They were lovely, weren't they?
I really did. They amused me quite a lot. They reminded me of quite a few friends of mine. But one of the things I really, really liked about it was that these lads, for a lot of the interview, understandably, were kind of like chilling back, like leaning on the chairs, arms over the chairs, kind of slumped all over the place. It was a very hot day. I can understand why. But when I asked them that question about why we still need pride, and I think this might be a nice thing for listeners to know, Jamie, who answered it, he like sat forwards and he really like got into the middle of the table and like got like right up at my face, to be honest, and was really like, no, this is important. And it was amazing because his whole body language,
totally
it was
changed.
Obvious that he cared. And the thing about radio, for everybody listening, is that you can't see people's body language, which means that when a musician or a band or an artist does that, it means that they actually care about making you know that. And they're not doing it to show it off. They're doing it because they actually feel that way. And that's quite cool.
Yeah. Well, have a listen to this. This is from Saturday with Ella and I think you were Tara, weren't you? It was you and Tara.
Yes, I was with Tara.
Talking to Union J.
You are listening to Shout Out live from Bristol Pride on BCFM 93.2, Pirate Nation Radio and Bass Radio. I'm Ella Watts and my co-presenter today is Tara. Union J are currently here to talk to us, and I just had a very panicked producer waving at me because I put up 4 microphones when I should have put up 5. I'm not used to having this many people here.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Could you please introduce yourselves to our listeners? I've got, starting on the left.
Yes, I'm JJ.
Hi, JJ.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
And I am Josh. And we're busted.
No.
No, we're joking.
Guys, I know that you're Union J. I've already been told.
Well, actually, one of the guys, that, as we walked through to the interview, he said, I'm a big fan of your music. I've been a fan for nearly 10 years. And I thought, hang on, we've only been around for 4.5. And then he went, busted. And I went, oh, no, he thinks we're busted. But I'll go with it.
You got the eyebrows like Charlie. But I was walking through earlier. Someone went, One Direction. I was like, I'll take that. Yeah. I'm happy.
He's lying. No one said that.
Genuinely in my life.
I mean, fair enough. You're going to be like, it's a compliment. You're not going to take it back. We had a similar problem at the British Podcast Awards, actually. People kept thinking we're the Shout Out Network, but we are the Shout Out Podcast guys. And you can tweet at us if you've got any feedback for the beautiful Union J. My co-presenter is Tara. Say hello, Tara.
Hello.
Hello, Tara.
How are you? I was reading your bio about horses and all that stuff. Yeah, so he's a jockey.
We can't hear you.
Sorry, we can't hear you very well.
I heard somebody was a jockey.
Yes, I was a jockey for 7 years. Yeah, so I was a jockey for 7 years.
Is that jockey like disc jockey or jockey jockey?
Everyone always assumes that as well. When I'm going, I'm a jockey. They're like, oh, disc jockey? No, I was a jockey in horse racing for 7 years.
I'm really sorry, guys. You are also beautiful, but I have to ask JJ. Yeah. Like, what? Tell me the backstory. Like, why? How did you go from being a jockey to being a musician?
Yeah, well, I was basically brought up in Newmarket, a small racing town. It's like the racing centre, and then one day, I've always loved singing, and then one day Jamie actually approached me on the internet, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
And says, can
Tinder.
You sing? And
Tinder, swipe
yeah,
left.
Yeah. And then I sent like a video through of what, Gold Forever, wasn't it? The Wanted.
The Wanted.
It was absolutely awful. It was terrible.
And then he sent a picture of a six pack and we were like, oh, that's what we needed, a six pack.
Yeah.
At the time, so.
And that's how it started.
That's incredible. And Jamie, so were you kind of the mastermind? Because obviously you guys auditioned for X Factor as a three-piece originally, and you're now Union J.
It was kind of like a combined effort, really. Like, I was in a previous band that I'd set up at home, like with local lads, and we'd been scouted, and they wanted to take the band further. So we started looking with the new management for guys, and we stumbled on Josh, who I actually went to stage school with when we were kids, and he's exactly the right thing. So then me and Josh started like looking out for new members and stuff like that, and then we fell on JJ, and that's how it happened, really. And then guys left.
We went through hundreds and hundreds, yeah. And then found JJ.
Then I was the last resort.
No, it wasn't.
We were five, then we were four, then we were five, then it came down to a three.
Then it was,
and that's where it is now.
It's always in the last place you look. And Josh, if yes. you guys met at stage school, are you also a bit of an actor on the side, or is it all about the music?
Of course. No, listen, I've done some great films recently, and yeah. You know, that's kind of a big part of what I do. And I'm, you know, just I just like to put all my eggs in loads of different baskets, you know, and do lots of different stuff.
On paper.
Nice, all right.
He's your type.
All right. So tell us all about it. If we've got listeners and they're about to like hear you guys and they're going to be like, yeah, Union Che, like, I want to know everything about them. But if they want to know more about your work, like what films can we check out? What else do you guys do?
I mean, we did Kick-Ass 2, didn't we?
Did
you know the film Kick-Ass?
Yeah. Oh my God,
yeah. Yeah, we did Kick-Ass 2.
So funnily enough, like, this is really weird how this happened. We literally got a call from our managers the night before saying, would you be interested in doing a cameo performance in the film Kick-Ass 2? And we were like, well, obviously, yes. And we did that. The next day we went and filmed it, and it was, we were in a Hollywood film, technically, for about 4 minutes. So yeah. It was great.
It was
amazing. It's weird, actually, when you see it on, like, Sky.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never seen it.
I've not either.
I've never watched it.
I actually went to the cinema to watch it, and it was
You went with George,
and it was really, yeah, it was quite awkward. It was great, but it was awkward.
I mean, I was going to say, this podcast is listened to a couple tens of thousands of people. Are you sure that's the kind of information you want to disclose to like the film producers? Oh yeah, we haven't watched it yet.
People don't watch them. I think you don't watch back your own.
I'm sure Leonardo DiCaprio watches. I'm sure he's watched.
We lived it. Do you know what I mean? We don't watch it back. We lived it.
No, I think it's like listening to our own music. We're never like sitting in the car and listening to our own music.
So what do you listen to?
It'd be a bit awkward.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, yeah. What do you listen to? Who are your inspirations?
I'll obviously let the boys speak, but I love to listen to like the other lads, loads and loads of acts, you know, like Ed Sheeran, Oasis, to like R&B stuff, to more kind of like chart music, you know, Zara Larsson, all of those type of people, really. Yeah. So
what about you, Jamie?
I mean, the same as that, like anything that's current, but I think we've all got our individual tastes. I mean, like, I can sit there happily one day and sing along to jazz in the car. Do you know what I mean? I think it's music.
I've never heard you say I can sing along to jazz in the 5 years I've known you.
Yes, to sing along to jazz in the car. I'm musical
theatre. Tell me a jazz song.
What?
Tell me a jazz song.
Flying high.
That's not jazz. That's right. Swing.
Oh, swing. Not jazz.
Jesus. Oh, sorry,
swing
guys.
Not jazz. Swing. But anything. Swing. We take our influences from all types of music.
As you can tell, we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it.
We're just having a laugh.
Yeah. Really well, and that's the point. JJ, tell me, have you done Pride before?
We've done a lot of Prides, actually. They're always absolutely amazing shows. I don't think we've ever done the Bristol one, so we're really, really excited. But we're actually doing a lot of Prides this year as well. And like I said, the crowd are always up for it. They're here to have a good time, and you know, we're looking forward to them. Yeah. Hopefully, sing along to our songs.
I live in London, and obviously it's Pride in London today as well. And it just, I got the tube yesterday, and the whole tube was colourful. You know, the rainbow colours, and it was just a really great thing to be. you know, to be in London at the time of such a great occasion. So
wait, so just a second, are you guys cheating on London with Bristol? Are you here for Bristol instead? Have you chosen us instead?
Yeah, we chose you guys instead of London. Yeah.
You know what? The Bristolians are gonna love that. The Southwesterners are gonna be like, yeah, you, me, and Jay chose us. Yeah,
there we go.
And what do you think of like the atmosphere? Obviously, I imagine you guys played a lot of gigs. Like, what is it feeling like for you? For people at home, what do you think?
I've been here all afternoon, and everyone's having a good time. It's really carefree today. Like, we went over to the cabaret tent, and just everyone's having a good time. There's no drama, no trouble, and I think everyone just wants to have fun. And that's the main thing about Pride, is just celebrating who we are and having the best time possible.
All right, well, okay then. My last question for you, and just tell me your honest thoughts, is why do you think Pride is still important?
I think Pride is still important because we have to still, as much as we're accepted as a community nowadays, we have to push forward for the younger generations, not to lose what our people above us, our elders, fought for, and not take it for granted. Pride is here to stand up. Pride, we should march for it. Our rights aren't still equal completely, and just celebrating who we are and the show that we're equal, to be fair.
I agree.
That's amazing. Anything to add? Anyone want to give me a parting message?
A what? Sorry?
A party message.
A parting message. A goodbye.
Jamie?
Oh, I stunned you. I'm sorry. I feel
love
like
is love.
You are listening to Shout Out Live from Bristol Pride on BCFM 93.2, Pirate Nation Radio and Bass Radio. We've been Uni and Jay. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you maybe next year.
Yes,
we'll see you next
year. Wow.
We'll see you next year.
That's
good.
That was awesome.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The lovely Union J.
Oh, I love
that. That's a Car Hill remix, isn't it? I like those Car Hill remixes.
For once, I like your music choice.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Tara. Lara.
Oh,
I can get that. It's because you two do double acts, isn't it?
This is the thing. I feel bad, and then you call me Tara, and I'm like, I don't care now. I'm just going to keep taking the mix.
You just sound so sexy.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Hello, Lara.
Even for you?
Oh, well, yeah.
I can appreciate a sexy-sounding woman just because I'm gay.
You can appreciate art. It's like it's like I've had people
Laura
before.
Laura is art.
I love being called art. Oh, wow. I will take that, Mona Lisa. And I'm blushing again. It's fine.
Oh, come on there, though. Let's face it, doesn't take much to make you blush, does it?
That's because you're all so loving, like, off-air. Honestly, it makes me red.
Now, would you like to know a little secret that we haven't told any of the listeners yet? J fans may want to listen up to this one if you're listening. We got almost every single act at Pride, with exception of Busted, we won't go there, to sign a Shout Out t-shirt, which we are going to be raffling off in the near future. So every single member of Union J has signed it, as well as has people like Jennifer Page and Alice Fern and pretty much all of them we managed to get, didn't we?
Sarah Alto.
Yeah, Sarah Alto.
Christopher Head.
Yes, they all signed it. I've got it at home. It's one wonderful. Yeah, the annoyance was it was one of my t-shirts that fits me. If I didn't know, I'd have brought one down that doesn't fit me. And Mary suddenly had this idea, oh, let's get them all to sign it. We could raffle it off.
That's a very good idea.
So, yeah, so that will be going up very, very soon. We will tell you how you can bid on it. As you would expect, all the money is going to go to support us and Pride, etc.
Was it a clean t-shirt?
It was, yes.
Oh, you hadn't worn it?
No, I brought it down so that I can
might
wear,
have even
wear
been
it
able
out
to
evening.
Charge more, because you're a famous celebrity in your own right.
I didn't sign it.
Did any of them kiss it or anything like that?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Well, I wasn't there for every single signing.
You're going to have to stick with that voice.
I know. I'm going to have to keep it on.
Yeah.
I'd like slowly trail off and like, I'll work on it.
Good.
Be a very Nina Simone.
Just close our eyes and whoa, she's on it again. Like
yeah.
Just keep talking.
Okay, so bringing the rating back down to PG, if it's all right with you.
She's blushing again. That's why people.
No, shush. You're not supposed to tell.
A little bit too much for
like, oh no, come on. You were saying how Union J were on air, so the only thing we can do is, you know, let the listeners know what you're like on air.
But
you really are blushing as well. It's
yeah,
funny.
It's red hot, guys. Red hot.
And of course she went out on BBC Radio Bristol because we've done our first feeds for the BBC.
Yeah, can we say a big thank you to BBC Radio Bristol as well? Yeah. Laura Rawlings came down and joined us for the whole day.
She did
pretty much, and she was on air with you, wasn't she? But we
Steph very kindly liaised with them, and we sent in regular updates, which BBC Radio Bristol did broadcast.
Yep, which Ella was part of. In fact, you were the first one.
Oh, gosh. I feel very special.
And of course, in the week running up to Pride, of course, Laura was running a feature on her show where all of us pretty much went in, didn't we? We kind of descended the mass onto her studio.
Exactly. And, she didn't really
did
have
lots
much
of recording, which she very kindly put out every single day, talking about Shout Out and about Pride and the like, which is great.
Yeah, it was lovely to be a part of. I've never been on a BBC radio now. I can officially say I have.
Yes. Have they had their refit yet?
No, it's August.
So it's the oddest thing, because the desk goes the wrong way. You have to pull
it down. Yeah, the sliders come down. But it's going to be the normal way when they have a refit.
I'm sure that's what everyone wants to know.
Well,
that is like happening hot information.
I mean, anything you say in that voice, the listeners are going to want to know. Yeah. Oh, Laura, let's face it.
You need to read the weather. Come into my show tomorrow and you can read the weather for me.
I will do. I'm doing news for my sexy voice, but I'm happy about that.
That, or we could do a shout out after dark and just give you 50 Shades of Grey
or something. Yeah, oh my gosh, I just read it to people.
Like. I mean, just to add to the effect, I want everyone to know that Lara is wearing over-the-knee black suede boots to go along with this sexy voice, so it's a pretty good image.
Yes,
just
and something so short.
And very low.
Are you single, Lara?
I am very much single and ready to mingle, people.
There you go, people.
Whoa.
You're going to regret that next
week.
Are
we going to charge her for that advert?
So what was it the Union J guy said? But they were after someone to join the band, and he said, "Yeah, Tinder swipe to the left," and we saw your six pack. I was like, "Oh my god!" I actually missed that other day. That was quite funny, wasn't it? Still,
I don't think anyone picked up on that yet.
So anyway, that's it for this week. But we do hope you had an amazing Pride. Don't worry, there is still plenty more to come.
Yes, the Shannon team will be at Western Pride next in a couple of weeks, so look for us there.
Now next week, Dee Dee is back from her pageant. Do you remember she was on the show a few weeks ago? How did she do? Well, we'll be finding out. But for myself and the rest of the team, I hope you all had a wonderful Pride. But everyone, say bye-bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.